And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the Eastern Front Line on Wednesday, meeting with troops and giving awards to servicemen. Zelensky said in an evening video address that it was a personal honor to support the men and women defending Ukraine in the toughest frontline conditions. He added that it is painful to look at cities in the Donetsk region to which Russia has brought such terrible suffering. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged all members of the International Criminal Court to comply with an arrest warrant that the court issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Last week, the court accused Putin of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. The legal move will obligate the court's 123 member states to arrest Putin and transfer him to The Hague for trial if he sets foot on their territory. President Joe Biden has said the ICC